You're listening to the Successful Lawyer Podcast. If you believe that success leaves clues, you're in the right place. On this podcast, we will interview the top successful lawyers and influencers in the legal profession. We will pull back the curtain to discover their proven growth strategies, including their mindset for success, marketing strategies, tactics, tools, and hacks. This episode is sponsored by your host, the CPA for Lawyers, Larry Weinstein. And now, on with the show.
Welcome back to the Successful Lawyer Podcast. I'm your host, Larry Weinstein, the CPA for Lawyers, and today we have another great guest. Our guest today is Justy Nickel. Justy Nickel is a lawyer in Northeast Colorado, a frequent podcast guest, and most importantly, an animal lover. She has a variety of legal experience, who's actually a person, a human first, and then an attorney who wants to genuinely help her clients. Justy practices primarily criminal defense work, but is also known for innovation, systems design, and using legal tech to achieve great results for the firm and her clients. Justy is often teaching other lawyers about tech stacks, guest lecturing at local universities about animal law, teaching animal control officers how to testify and investigate, or giving webinars on law firm automation. She is the Nickel Gersh Peterson Visionary and IT Pro. Justy owns two companies in Colorado and is a licensed real estate broker. Justy is a small town girl and a rural lawyer at heart, and often travels to clients throughout the majority of the state of Colorado. That might be a lot of traveling. Access to justice is something she's passionate about, so she keeps her costs down and is on many modest means lists for low pay, slow pay representation. Justy enjoys long walks in the mountains. She calls them hikes in Colorado, and she's horse crazy. Justy, welcome to the Successful Lawyer Podcast, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much. Yeah, you just hit like every highlight of my life in one paragraph. And it's not so much driving anymore because of COVID. Everything's electronic for the most part, except for two counties that I have to go in person one time a month.
Okay, great. Yeah, of course. That's not been updated. So anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for being a guest. I know we had a great conversation before we started the recording and lots of things that we can talk about, but you're pretty much into automation and you are the IT person in your firm. We talked a little bit about using Zapier and some of the other software that you use. I know you're a Clio user and you made the big point about when you get to a certain point, it's a really big deal when you change over platforms. Tell us a little bit about what you've got going in your office with your tech stack and why you're using it.
Sure. So I kind of think about it in chronological order and then like how clients interact with our firms. So when they first come in, I absolutely hated the WordPress, like contact us, blah box that you just like type in, because that doesn't give anybody any information about the case necessary for conflict checks or anything like that. So what I started with was a type form. Intake form. And I kept it to 10 questions for the most part. There's some sub questions. But when we added our family law practice, I really loved it because I could choose your own adventure. And so if people clicked criminal law, they'd go down this criminal law section. If they clicked family law, they'd go down like a different set of questions. It not only helps get information upfront about whether we want to take the case or can take the case, it also helps keep our costs down with our remote receptionist service who's doing all of our intake. So we use Typeform and we use Smith AI. And then we also never wanted to send emails like, hey, when are you free? I don't know. When are you free? These days work for me. Well, those days don't work for me. So the second thing we did was an Acuity, or I've used Calendly too, but I like Acuity better because it's easier to do different locations and we're kind of all over the place. So we have an Acuity link directly on our website. And that's what we use for all intakes, whether you call, whether you text, whether you email, whether you go through Smith. You do step one, type form, step two, schedule an intake appointment. And then we have different attorneys who handle each type of intake.
Yeah, I started
mostly as me.
Yeah, I was a little late to the game, probably about a year and a half or so ago. I used schedule once and I didn't like my calendar wasn't mine, that people could get on my calendar. That's a game changer for the listeners out there that aren't using a scheduling software. Calendly, I think they said, I don't know how to say it, Calendly, Acuity, Schedule Once, also known as Once Hub. That's a game changer setting it up. And you can set up different booking pages for different periods of time or different, like if it's going to be a criminal consult or a family law teleconsult. They're very flexible, and it makes it so much easier. It stopped all the back and forth, definitely. So tell us a little bit. You used a word I've not heard before. I don't know if that's just a word that you're using between us girls, but you talk about what adventure they're going to go on. Is it going to be a family law adventure or criminal adventure? Do you actually comment that on your website?
No, I think that's me remembering those little choose your own adventure books when we were kids, and I could like read the book and it says to flip to this particular page if you choose this. And so that's kind of how I wanted it to be for a client experience. I didn't want a family law client having to answer questions pertaining to a criminal case because that's just stupid.
Yeah, there's a big disconnect.
Yeah. How do you do an intake when you're not the one that's doing every single step of the way? Like, I don't touch those intake calls until they've already done the intake form. It's hooked via Zapier to our Clio Grow inbox, which Clio told me we couldn't do. And I was like, hold my beer. Like, I can do this. And I hooked Typeform and Acuity and Smith AI to the Clio Grow inbox. So it can be done, and their own techs don't know how to do it.
How many Zaps do you have that's working? I know you told me about one of them. We'll talk about that.
I rely on probably about 7 on a regular basis. We've simplified a little bit because of Clio, and there's just more native integrations that are becoming more and more available. Like Smith goes directly to Clio Manage. You know, I use Dialpad for phone. That was a big switching cost this summer. We had used a different phone provider and then had previously used Smith AI's phone provider before they discontinued support for keypad. And before that, we were Google. But like every time you switch, it's a really difficult thing for your team to figure out. Like I remember when I was solo, I could go in and just be like, okay, I'm no longer going to use Google Voice. I'm going to port my number over on a weekend. Come Monday, I'll be ready to go on keypad. And it was relatively painless. Trying to do that for 7 people and then make sure that they have the training. So what we have learned and what I've learned in scaling is, although I am the firm IT person, I love having vendors like Clio, like Smith AI, like Dialpad, who have a customer service portal that I can be like, I don't know how to, you know, make X talk to Y, call the customer support number. And my team is all empowered. If they have a tech issue and they think that I can solve it, they'll come to me first. Otherwise, they'll cut me out entirely and they'll go straight to the support people. And then they will get the answers that they need and trickle it down to the rest of the team through our firm wiki, which we house on Tetra.
Is Dialpad, is that a standalone company or is that offered by Smith AI?
It's a standalone company, and it's fantastic because I get transcripts and recordings of every call, and it links directly into Clio. So my communication logs are right in there. And they do MMS, which was huge for us because our clients often don't have computers, and they're like, I got this piece of paper, and I don't know what it is. And I'm like, can you send it to me? And they're like, I don't have a scanner. And I'm like, just take a picture of it and text it.
You got a camera on your phone.
Yeah, text it to me. And they're like, on this number, you can text? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, text me. That's cool. I texted a client this morning like, hey, dude, why are you not in court?
So the numbers in which they're texting to, that goes into Dialpad. That doesn't go to your phone.
And we have a phone app, so it goes directly to your mobile.
Cool. And I need to back up just a second because we were talking about Zapier. For the listeners that don't know what Zapier is, it is a SaaS product that connects different softwares. Like Justy was talking about Clio or Dialpad, Smith AI. It makes everything talk together. And the way it works is there has to be something that happens in one of these softwares, and that's called a trigger. And then that causes something to happen in another app. That's called an action. For the listeners that are interested, I did interview early on a guy named Kelsey Bratcher. He's a Zapier expert. And I also did a podcast with Melanie Leonard. She also is a Zapier expert. So we talked about Zapier there. So Zapier is a real cool thing. It saves. How much time do you think that saves you?
Oh, hours upon hours. Like when we open a file, we actually had a Zap, and it's tweaking right now because of Clio, but we had a Zap that we open a new matter. It would generate the Dropbox folders that we use for that client, name them, generate shareable links, generate editable links, and we would send an email at the same time, all automated through Zapier, to the client with both the link to their evidence folder. When we get discovery, we drop it right in here. This is where you check. And the second link to their mitigation folder where they can upload directly any documents that they would like. And that was done without my staff sending a single email. All they had to do was open a matter and it triggers everything.
That's very cool. And then the other beautiful thing about the automation is obviously it saves your staff's time, but it stops, once you've got the thing set up correctly, it stops any like transpositional errors, typing errors, stuff like that. So that's very cool. So yeah, there was one of them you mentioned, there was 18 steps in the Zap. That's pretty complicated. It takes a while to get that thing running just right, I bet.
And then it's always a factor of like, you get an error message every once in a while and you're like, wait, where's the error?
Yeah, what happened?
So I tend to, after I built that one, I kind of broke it up into some smaller ones just because if there is an error, it's easier to troubleshoot. But yeah, like you're unlimited on what you can do.
One of the things I wanted to talk to you, Justy, is I noticed on your website, and we talked a little bit before we started recording, is your firm offers monthly payment plans. I don't see a whole lot of lawyers doing that. I was just on a panel discussion yesterday for the Law Firm Growth Summit, and we were talking about that, talking like, what are some of the innovative things that are being done? And I thought flat fee was a really good idea because I don't believe from a consumer standpoint, and certainly myself as a consumer, I don't like writing a blank check to somebody like a lawyer, like a CPA, is like, just let me know how much it is when I'm finished and I'll pay you. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing when you're doing the monthly billing payment plans, but you're also doing that, I believe, as a flat fee.
Yeah. Yep. So we offer a couple of different kind of packages, depending on criminal, depending on family law, but I'll speak mostly to criminal because that's kind of my wheelhouse. So family law is coming. It's not quite there yet in terms of flat fees. We've done a few cases as test cases, and we got to figure out where we want to set things at. But criminal defense, yeah, we do a free 30-minute consult up front. And the reason we do a free consult is because most of these clients, you know, they're looking for quick and easy legal advice. They're not necessarily always looking for retaining. So we try to ferret out, you know, is this going to be a good fit up front? But sometimes they get through to the 30-minute consult and we have a different package we can offer them if they need legal advice now and they don't want to retain. So it's a DIY package. We can talk about that in a minute. But we always give a free 30-minute consult. The first 30 minutes, you know, first 10 to 15, we're getting to know each other, just chit-chatting. And then, you know, the last 10 to 15, we're really talking about, okay, this is what the flat fee covers. We do flat fees for pretrial work. We do not set our trial fees until we see the discovery, because we've been burned too many times where a client, and I tell clients this, a client will tell me, oh yeah, I was the only person in the car. There's only me and the cop who are a witness. And then suddenly, nope, there's three other cops and there's four cars that you hit on the side of the road during your DUI. And now it goes from a single day trial to a 3-day trial.
Oh, this one's easy. It's easy.
Yeah, it's easy. It won't take you more than a day, right? I just need a little bit of help. And then suddenly you're locked into a trial fee. We do have disclaimers in there like, hey, we can adjust your fee if it proves to be significantly more complicated once we get discovery. And there's cases where I have 6,000 pages of discovery on economic crime. So we have done that a couple of different times, but everything is flat fee up front. And we tell clients exactly like this, your flat fee covers all of our work, all of my paralegals work, unlimited phone calls. What it doesn't cover is costs. Experts and investigators are biggest costs in most cases. We will tell you what the cost retainer looks like. Usually it's $500. And if you go through the entire cost retainer, you're required to replenish it. But if you don't, and you only need $100 out of the cost retainer, you get $400 back. But we just do that so that we don't end up holding the bag for all of your costs, because we do advance costs on your case to make sure that you get the best defense possible. And then the payment plans, we give people between 3 and 6 months. Usually we require 50% down just because we're so front heavy on doing most of the work. And then you can pay the second 50% either over 3 months or 6 months internally interest-free. For bigger cases, we have had clients who are like, well, I guess I could sell my car. And I was like, well, that's a bad idea. How about we give you a link to our external financing company and you can turn in an application for a more traditional loan, which is external interest applies. It's just like a regular loan, but it applies to people who banks normally would not lend to. I think you have to have a 600 credit score, you know, but it can get your payment down to like $100 or $200 a month on a big, big case, you know, and that's much more doable over 3 to 5 years.
And then you don't have a credit problem. Then you don't have a collection problem.
We get paid up front on that as soon as they qualify. And they get to pay their lender separately. We're not a party to that contract.
Right. So I think it's a nice distinction that you made, is you have a fee going into it, but also you have the opportunity to quote a separate fee when you find out exactly what really is involved, is it going to be a 1 day or a 3 day, et cetera? What are the costs going to be?
So exactly.
Because I know a lot of lawyers out there and myself is like, if you're quoting a flat fee, generally speaking, you want to know what you're quoting. You know, it's not like, you know, it's not like an all you can eat Chinese buffet. You want to limit yourself. And I know that there's lots of lawyers that one of the reasons that they won't do a flat fee. I was just speaking to a lawyer that was a family law and he had a flat fee, but it's like, it was an initial fee for whatever the initial documentation was. Is like, oh, he knows that generally speaking, when he has to go to trial, like he has to charge a day. It's like, okay, you need another day. So you need to pay for that day. Oh, we have to go back. You need another day. So that's the way he keeps it flat fee and fair to him.
That's similar to the way we do a little bit of family law. It's like a la carte. If you know you want to do a motion for contempt, a motion to enforce, you know, whatever the case may be, the client can go through and see the price sheet right up front and just be like, I need this, 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 and this. And then we review it and be like, you also need this, this, and this, because you can't file the motion and not go to the hearing.
Right.
Stuff like that, you know. But then we kind of come back to it, agreed upon rate, and then they can pay as you go, same sort of thing. What's helpful on the criminal thing is we do trial fees as a flat fee too. So you just sign a separate trial fee later, but 98% of my cases don't go to trial, especially right now during COVID. It was a way for us to get cases in the door, resolve them, and never have to collect a trial fee. I can count on probably one hand how many cases I've set for trial this year.
Because of COVID.
Yeah. And quite frankly, I used to be a former DA. My partner used to be a DA too. Like, we have extensive client control. And I'm like, we're very blunt and very honest about deals and what we need to see happen for our clients to take it. And we are very successful negotiators. Like, we rarely go to trial.
So at the end of the day, once you've quoted that initial fee and you tell them that you're going to have an additional quote based upon the work that you have to do, I think you just said most everybody accepts your fee after you find out what's really involved so that you can quote the fee and be fair to yourself.
Yep. So I do that 30-minute consult just so that I can figure out the fee and what's going on with them. And then at the end of the consult, I'm like, okay, here's the deal. You have to do two things to get this consult, right? You'd have to do the type form. You have to schedule a call with me. You have to do two things to retain us. And that is pay the 50% and sign an engagement letter. We do both of those things electronically. We send it to your phone. You don't have to do anything else besides just click to pay. Once we get the payment, we're up and running within 24 hours. And people are like, what? We don't have to like come in and see you and sign anything? And I'm like, no.
Not now.
Never. For the last 6 years, we've never done in-person signings. So it's been, we were one of the few firms that has been just set up for this from the very beginning. So it's been fun. And like, we can help a lot of out-of-state people with like low-level stuff that we would, like our competitors can't help with because they can't get them in to sign an engagement letter.
Right.
And I'm like, I can handle a speeding ticket for you from Pennsylvania. Yep, that'll be $750. Mm-hmm. And I'll call the prosecutor and be done with it in, you know, in a day. But it's just a matter of work smarter, not harder.
There you go. So when you're talking about flat fee, is it, I know you quote a flat fee on a case by case basis, but is it the same flat fee for everybody, or you have to look a little bit about what's involved to quote that flat fee?
Yeah. So we don't publish our flat fee for criminal because there is a little bit more nuance that goes into it. Not only is it the number of witnesses, but the types of cases can vary very greatly. You know, you could have like a burglary case that is just a stupid, I walked into the wrong house when drunk. And then you also have a burglary case, which is, you know, this close to armed robbery. And those involve very different things. So we get a feel for that. And then we also get a feel for the particular client. And there are clients that just are like, I need you to take over everything and manage my whole life. And I'm like, I can do that. But you should also have a social worker involved. And so then we go and we get a social worker for them. And so I like to have that conversation up front so that we can really tailor our defense and our package to the client's needs. I mean, we are one of the few firms that will offer family counseling through families of the accused for people who are going through serious offenses and their families are dealing with it. That's really difficult for high profile media cases too. So, you know, we're trying to be not necessarily the one who's providing the counseling, because God knows I'm not that great. But we can connect people to resources that they wouldn't have otherwise.
Well, that's not how you make your money. And at the end of the day, I guess I'm a little naive. I always hear about, you know, the victims' families. I never really hear about the accused families. I'm sure that probably throws them for a little puts them in a tailspin.
Yeah. And when we're talking about pricing, like it affects the family. People are, especially high profile cases, you know, they're selling houses and stuff to fund the defense for their loved ones. And they may be in custody and never have an opportunity to get out, but they're like, I still don't want them to have, you know, just the public defender legal defense. PDs are great, don't get me wrong, but there is just a difference between when you're one of a handful of high profile cases versus one of many. So that's what a private attorney can do for you.
Yeah. So I guess one of the distinctions I want to make for our listeners is you are using flat fee billing, but you're pricing each case individually based upon the complexity of the case. But once you decide on what that is the price and it is flat fee. So
yeah,
I think that's good because a lot of people probably don't want to do the flat fee billing because like one size does not fit all when you're working in the business that you are in.
And don't worry, we have a pain in the ass
fee
as well. Yeah. Yep. PETA fee comes in. Like if we know this case is going to be crazy, this is a habitual case and this client is blowing us up already, like we're going to increase that fee. And sometimes they pay it, sometimes they don't. And that's okay. Right. Like that's fine.
Yeah. So I guess it sounds like you're still dealing with that on the family law side, getting that dialed in because there could be more complicated cases. And yes, so you price it individually, but once you determine the price, it is a flat fee.
Yeah. My partner right now does hourly, but what we've done is we've actually partnered with Hello Divorce as well to give people legal help who don't really need an attorney, may just need somebody to review documents for a couple of hours. And so that has been helpful. I don't know if you know Aaron Levine, but that's just a great program. Absolutely great. And I'm going to get myself some more coffee while we're talking. So.
Okay. So that's Hello Divorce, Adam Levine.
Aaron Levine.
Aaron Levine. Cool. Haven't heard of that one.
She's amazing. And they just launched in Colorado and I think Utah now. So I'm pretty excited about what that program can do because it hits home for me, which is access to justice. Like, family law cases, they're just so complex, but a simple divorce shouldn't need a lawyer to get involved, especially if you all agree and there are no kids and no real assets. Like somebody just needs to file a paperwork.
Exactly. Do they have mediation in Colorado?
Yep.
In where I am in Harris County, if there's any children involved, the judge forces is the wrong word. They require everybody to go to mediation. Hopefully they mediate in good faith. At the end of the day, the judge doesn't want to see stupid cases that people can agree upon everything.
Yeah, there's a family court facilitator here in Colorado, and there's often court-ordered mediation as part of the initial.
That's exactly what it is, court-ordered.
Court-ordered.
Not force them. Forcing is such an ugly word. So, yeah. So
it's forced. Yeah.
So at the end of the day, kind of to segue, when you were talking about Hello Divorce, I know that you have some do-it-yourself programs for, looks like a lot of it related to traffic tickets and animal law. Can you tell us a little bit about how the do-it-yourself programs work, really how they came about? That sounds very intriguing.
Yeah. So everybody is always like, you can't do subscription-based for criminal defense. And I was like, but yeah, you can. Like, it's just different. Because you're here to answer discrete questions. And if people only want certain questions answered, there's no reason why they couldn't get that question answered in a DIY package. So our DIY packages can run the gambit. Right now, we're building out that section of the website, but they can be everything from traffic cases to how to bond somebody out of jail, how to find a good bondsman, what motion to file when. We don't ghostwrite for people. But these are people who are pro se and are just like, it's like the Hello Divorce thing. It's not that complicated, but they don't know, right? How to bond somebody out, how to find a good bondsman, where to go to turn themselves in on a warrant, or how to find out if they have a warrant. And, you know, stuff like that. It's just simple questions that if you've been in the criminal defense world or prosecution world for long enough, it's a phone call for us. A lot of questions we find are repetitive in that first 30-minute consult, right? And it's what happened was I was giving away legal information. And it's not really even legal advice. It's legal information that I have stored in my head.
Because it's not specific to their case.
It's not specific to their case. They haven't retained us yet, but I'm giving it away for free. And I'm like, here, listen, I don't know what happens after I give you this free 30-minute consult, but let me give you something that can provide value to you and is a guide going forward. Right now, what we do is we identify potential DIY candidates from the type form, and we do a 10-minute call with them. So real quick, free 10-minute call. I say, give me your issues. What's going on? If it's an animal case, you know, like, is it a dangerous dog case, or is it a, you know, I want to sue my vet kind of case? If it's a traffic matter case, you know, those are easy ones too, because you get the same advice about the cases. And it's like, pull your DMV history. This is where you go to do it. Pull copies of the reports. This is where you can get discovery and pictures. And then go in and try to negotiate an offer with the district attorney. And then these are, I wouldn't tell them what reasonable offers are, but I would be like, if it's not acceptable to you, come back and retain us for the full representation. We'll credit the DIY package against representing you. And it's the same like stuff. So I do like a welcome letter in this PDF and this deliverable. You do a 10-minute call. I generate a PDF, and then I do an hour long. This is how you use the PDF that I'm going to give you. And it's a welcome letter. These are the charges against you. This is what reasonable doubt means. This is what the jury instructions would look like if you set the case for trial. These are some factors for you to consider. It's a traffic case. Go and take, and you're under 25, go and take a live at 25 before you even go to court. Go do some community service, document it, and bring it in on your first court date. You'll see the prosecutor's mind just like blow up, because you've already done everything they want you to do, and you'll get a much better offer from the very first get-go.
And nobody does that.
Nobody does that. Criminal defense attorneys want to charge you $3,000 to do that. And I'm like, just go do it. Like, it's all homework for you.
On these packages that you just described, is this actually one-on-one, or is it like, it is one-on-one? It's not just showing them a bunch of video, you know, turning them onto some videos and say, call me if you have any questions.
No, so the PDF, we have the template already made, and I just plug and play different based on the type of case. I plug and play different links. There's always the same links for COVID. Call ahead to make sure you're not doing WebEx instead of in person. This is where you go. These are the security procedures. You can't bring in marijuana to the courthouse, right? Like, you're in Colorado, but it's still legal. Stuff like that is like always on the bottom. And then the hour-long call is one-on-one. And so they pay based on the package. Traffic cases, I think, are $350. So that's like an hour of my time, and it's a shorter call. But then we quote small, medium, or large based on how much advice we think they actually need and how much time is going to go into building the case. They max out at like $1,500. So, and that's 2 hours of my time. And then I probably will give even a follow-up phone call if they have questions after the deliverable for free. Yeah.
And how about one of the things I was taken with, haven't run across this yet. I know it exists, but the animal, what are we calling it? Animal law? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. So I was the animal cruelty prosecutor for a couple of years. And
I bet you saw some cases that just broke your heart.
Well, I was a farm kid, and like, I've worked in horse rescue and dog rescue. You know, I've volunteered in that space for so many years that it really was like second nature to me to prosecute those cases. When I went on the defense side, it was hard because I don't take a lot of animal cruelty defense cases. I've taken a few that are just like, well, that's stupid. You shouldn't even be charged kind of thing, you know, and like, I'm happy to handle those.
But if they're pretty guilty, you don't have a lot of empathy for them.
Yeah, no, it's also kind of a conflict for me because I do teach statewide on how to prosecute these cases. I've taught DAs as a defense attorney. I still teach law enforcement, and I lecture it at a couple different universities about animal law, and especially the interrelationship between violence towards animals and violence towards people. So domestic violence and child abuse, especially.
Cool. So that's really interesting about the family law. So you don't do a lot of defense on the, if somebody's been not convicted, if they've been charged with animal cruelty, do you have a product where they can go and look to how to defend themselves?
Not yet. I actually have a couple of referrals that I send to them instead. And that's just because I have had it where animal control will call me and ask, how should we charge this person? And then that person will find me and ask for defense as well. And so I just am like,
Aren't you conflicted out at that point?
Exactly. So that is the problem. 90% of the time on serious animal control cases, I've already been consulted on the law enforcement side. So I've just built a referral network for that sort of stuff right away.
How does that work? Do you actually tell the accused that the prosecutor has already consulted with you and you have already given them advice, so therefore I cannot represent you?
I just tell them that there's a conflict. Yeah, I just tell them there's a conflict and I can't take the case, but here's who I'd recommend.
They don't ever question you as to what the conflict might be?
No. And because of confidentiality, I don't have an obligation to tell them anyway.
That's correct. Well, we're getting near the end, Justy. Do you have any links that you can share about your website, or if there's any resources that you can share with our listeners? Maybe, I don't know if you had, we didn't talk about this before, but anything related to the tech stack that, you know, the consulting that you do, do you have anything to share?
Sure. Yeah. So I really like Smith AI's blog. I can definitely pop that link over for you for the show notes, Larry. I've written for them on intake specifically. So a lot of what we're talking about with like acuity and type form will be laid out. And my map there that I hand draw our system is there on their blog. Of course, our website is also www.colawteam.com. And that's CO like Colorado. And you can definitely engage with me on Twitter. I'm active in the legal tech space on Twitter at Justy, J-U-S-T-I-E, the number 4, Justice on Twitter.
Okay, so that's www.colawteam.com.
You got it.
It stands for ColoradoLawTeam.com. Is it Justy for Justice on Twitter?
Justy for Justice on Twitter.
Wow, that's cool. All right. Well, it was great talking with you. I picked up a lot, and I think that our listeners can hopefully go and listen to this, go back and listen. And some of the things that we were talking about with the flat fee and the monthly fee and the do-it-yourself products that you've got, I think those are pretty innovative, that you're basically going and looking to see, how can I best help my clients? How can I make it easy for them to engage with us? And don't know that a lot of lawyers are thinking that way. It's totally a different change of mindset. That's very good on you, right?
Yeah. And it's something that I'm giving it away for free. There's a little bit of cost to me. Let's just recover the cost. We're not trying to make a ton of money on it. It's not going to change the world, but it sure changes their world. And you'll be surprised how many great Google reviews I get out of that, you know, not representing someone.
And I guess that circles back around to, from your introduction, you talk about low cost. Those are some of the low cost options. So it's not just pay me a lot of money. You help them and finance it if need be. You know, they can get external financing, but flat fee, they know what they're getting. And the do-it-yourself, if they don't want to retain an attorney for top dollar, they can do it yourself. That's amazing. Justy, thank you so much for being on the Successful Lawyer Podcast. It was awesome.
Thank you so much for having me. It was really great to be here.
Okay. Thank you, Justy.
Thanks for listening. To learn more about the Successful Lawyer Podcast and to get access to today's show notes and past episodes, visit our website at www.successfullawyerpodcast.com. To learn about how to legally lower the taxes you pay, go to www.taxsavingsmasterclass.com. Thanks again for joining us today. Join us next week for another episode of the Successful Lawyer Podcast.